Senator, I want to start with the infrastructure plans in Congress. Give us what you see as the top benefits for New Mexico.
Most certainly, Fred. It's been an absolute honor to serve the state of New Mexico as one of their two United States senators, and especially getting to work so quickly and aggressively, passing the American Rescue Plan to provide investment for folks back in New Mexico, including the child tax credit and helping to get more support for our schools as well to help them safely reopen, and also to work on something called a bipartisan infrastructure package. This was a priority of President Biden, but it was a priority to many of us. The U.S. Senate already took action, and we passed this package, which is about $1.2 trillion, one of the most significant infrastructure investments in American history. And what this means for New Mexico is about $2.5 billion specific to investments in roads, another $255 million for bridges, $355 million for water and wastewater infrastructure. And one of the areas that I worked diligently on was including investment for fast, affordable internet and connectivity investment back home. And the state's estimated to receive about $750 million once this package passes the U.S. House of Representatives and is signed into law by the president. Those are just some of the benefits that are included here. There are many others, many of them very robust. But those, I would say, are the top lines that most people in New Mexico have been talking about most.
Okay. And you did address the challenge of passing this in the House. Give me your thoughts on some Democrats who said that they will not vote for the bipartisan infrastructure bill until there's an agreement on a larger Democratic bill that includes some priorities other than physical infrastructure.
So our colleagues back in the U.S. House of Representatives are working on passing the bipartisan infrastructure bill and also President Biden's Build Back Better package, which provides investments like expanding the child tax credit, provides support for making child care more affordable, would result in the largest tax cut for middle-class families in the history of the country, require the negotiation of prescription drug prices to lower those costs for the American people, and reinvest those savings back into Medicare to help get families vision care, hearing care, and dental care. Immigration reform advocacy that I've been working towards, so that way we provide certainty to so many Dreamers and TPS, farm workers, essential health workers, folks across America, and even investments with modernizing our ports of entry, which is hard infrastructure that's still included in that package as well. Our colleagues are working to have certainty that both these initiatives get adopted. And, you know, that's something that I respect. And we know that in New Mexico, we our communities and we as a state will benefit from investments in hardworking middle-class families and those working to get into the middle class and help lift more families out of poverty. It'll also help us with child well-being. As we know, when the Casey Foundation scores child well-being in New Mexico, we are not doing as well as many other states across America. But because of the American Rescue Plan, because of the investments in Build Back Better, we are climbing those charts, and I'm excited to see the growth that is happening for the well-being of families back home. So critically important to pass both of these. And again, I'm optimistic. These packages will get sent to the president before the end of the year, and I'm hopeful before the end of the month.
Okay. As you know, Senator, the larger bill that you talked a little bit about there in your answer is going to be cut significantly if there's any chance of passage. Give me your top priorities in this bill to keep, even if it means funding the priorities for, let's say, you know, 5 years instead of 10 years. That would be one approach to cut the total amount.
Well, the package is being negotiated. President Biden and his team are negotiating with Leader Schumer and Speaker Pelosi, with House Democrats and Senate Democrats. Of course, we've heard a lot about the work that Senator Sinema and Senator Manchin are also doing in that particular area to address concerns they have. This bill is very important. I don't know that there are provisions in here that I would single out that I would like to see reduced, per se, Fred. But the essence of this package with child tax credits, the child daycare affordability provisions, addressing pollution in America and reducing emissions for our response with the climate crisis, which also creates job opportunities at home, and then reducing prescription drug prices and making investments in Medicare for vision care, hearing care, and dental care. I think those are some of the most important provisions that are in here and that I'm hopeful that we're going to see preserved. You know, immigration reform must be included, and some of the packages I fought for to help with modernization with our ports of entry in New Mexico as well. So many important provisions here, but nonetheless, we're going to be working diligently over the next month or so until this package is adopted, and keep negotiating and fighting for what makes a big difference back in New Mexico.
You know, you've done such a comprehensive job of talking in a very short amount of time about some of the provisions in this, which are widely supported by the American public. We've seen, you know, some interesting photo op opportunities where folks are trying to make their point. Probably the one that got the most attention was for folks going out to talk to Joe Manchin on his houseboat. You know, that they were on their own watercraft right next to his houseboat. And I'm wondering, you know, we all know that public opinion does have an impact. For folks who are listening to this right now and may have feelings about this effort, which is just something that even some opponents argue is long overdue, investing in infrastructure, what is effective for people to do to get involved in this?
Oh, I think raising their voices in every way that they can. You know, we all have to make sure that we're treating each other respectfully and treating each other with dignity as well, Fred. And I think that's always important. Even when we're talking to friends that have a different perspective or a different point of view, when we're able to have a conversation as opposed to yelling at one another, I think more people listen. And so I would encourage that. And that's really a New Mexico value, treating people with respect and dignity, the importance of civility, and having conversations even when we disagree on the subject matter. What I appreciate with constituents with me is when I'm at the grocery store or grabbing a cup of coffee or, you know, having a breakfast burrito, whatever it may be, going out for a bike ride, you know, at church, not during church, but, you know, before church or after church, people feel comfortable talking to me. Whether we're in communities, we're holding coffee on your corners or small gatherings, as I've had the honor of traveling the state of New Mexico over these last 10 months or so, every way that we can, write letters, send emails, join us on radio shows, just, you know, come on by and just chat everywhere that we can. And I always encourage that. And I know I make myself available to constituents, and I really enjoy what I learn from them. Even when we have a little bit of a disagreement, you know, we come out of there, I think, finding a path forward and seeing what we have in common, not just what we don't agree on as well.
I only have about a minute and a half left here, and I want to ask you one more question that is unrelated to infrastructure, at least in terms of those specific bills. It's related in the larger picture. But do you think, Senator, that there's any hope of getting away at some point from this situation where Congress has only had temporary fixes for funding the government, for the debt ceiling limit? I think a lot of people are really frustrated by that uncertainty, and I'm wondering your thoughts on how we can get away from that.
So you're hitting on something that's so important, Fred, and the premise of your question is something that I fundamentally agree with, which is the Congress, working with the president, has the responsibility to fix this once and for all, so that there are not political games, there's not a partisan bickering back and forth that is dictating the terms of these conversations when the full faith and credit of the United States is on the line, which will cost 6 million jobs across America, increase interest rates on your home loans, your auto loans, and your credit cards, whatever it may be. This is not good for anyone, not anyone in any corner of America. And I believe that the what's holding us back in the Senate is the filibuster, which says that you have to have 60 votes, not just a majority of votes, which is 51, to be able to fix this. My colleagues in the House, led by Brendan Boyle out of Pennsylvania, he's a U.S. representative, incredible leader, well thought of. He has a package that would just fix this legislatively. One way or the other, this authority should go to the president, and then it could come back to the Senate for affirmation or whatever it may be. But that's what this should be. So that way, it's not about the political nonsense that is jeopardizing the full faith and credit of the United States.
Senator Ben Ray Lujan, I know you have to move on. You're very busy. We appreciate you and your efforts to always talk to the people of Southern New Mexico on KRWG.
Always an honor, Fred, and I look forward to seeing you down in Las Cruces here in the near future. You
Great.
Take care.
Looking forward to it. Bye-bye.
Take care.